One possibility in getting around the fact that a new primary election in Florida could cost as much as $25 million is to hold a vote-by-mail primary. The Florida Democratic Party has said that they have a very detailed proposal on how to do that. Although when asked about that today, party spokesman Alejandro Millar admitted he wasn't that familiar with the details.
The vote-by-mail is something that we considered late last year when we were looking at different methods to be in compliance with the DNC's rules. It was something that we studied in terms of offering us a good chance to ensure the maximum participation goals, which is something that we always were fundamentally concerned with. Right now, if there was to be a new process, which is, I would say, a very remote possibility, we would need to satisfy three things, which is, again, to ensure a fair and open election with maximum participation. That means Floridians that might be serving overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan. We have a large elderly and disabled population. We want to make sure that those people feel like they can vote in a sound and participatory way. Secondly, we would need to have the support of both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama's campaign. And finally, we needed to definitely protect the interests of taxpayers and find a funding source that did not come from state pockets, did not come from the pockets of our taxpayers. We as a state party do not have the funds to pay for something of that level, neither does the national DNC. A third party would have to rise to the forefront. So as far as the vote by mail might be being discussed, it does offer one of those tenets, which was basically the participation. Again, it's preliminary to really talk about that as what's going to happen, simply because the campaigns would need to buy into it and somebody would have to ante up.
Alejandro, now, I saw Mark quote in a paper today saying, Mark Barisky, your colleague, saying that a vote by mail could reach as much as, cost as much as $6 million. Is that,
sure.
Is that what you believe?
Yes, and that's actually at a much lower price tag than to pay for a full-fledged state-run primary again. I know that the St. Petersburg Times kind of spotted that at about $25 million. So the vote-by-mail would be far more reasonable. At the same time, we would need to make sure that all the parties, including fundamentally and most importantly, Democrats in Florida, felt that this is something that they wanted to do.
Well, that's a good point you just say there. If Democrats would want to do that, I mean,
how would we gauge that?
Yeah.
Well, as you might know, all of our decisions as a state party is done so in a representative way. We have an executive committee which is made up of state committee men and women from throughout the state, and those people unanimously actually approved our delegate selection plan and going ahead with the January 29th primary. So it would require our central and executive committees to make that decision. So it simply wouldn't be a decision that the chair would make or anybody behind closed doors. Absolutely not. It would be done in a fair and open way with our representative functions in the party, the state party structure.
Howard Dean went on the morning shows this morning and said essentially he would not try to stop a do-over vote, what we're talking about here, if party officials in Florida and Michigan went ahead on their own. Any immediate comment to that other than what you've already said?
That's been consistent with what they've said, and we've been consistent as well. We're still in an agree to disagree mode. We would wish that the party would recognize our results and recognize the voice of the Democrats who already voted on January 29th. At the same time, you know, we want to be reasonable and entertain options that would satisfy everybody, including our own Democrats, the candidates, and the national party.